Hi, Kev Wright again. This week we're going to have a look at another iPhone app, and this week it's Instapaper Pro. It's £2.99. There is a free version, although I much prefer the paid for version, lots more features. And what it is essentially is a bookmarking app. And what you do first is you set up, you can download the app or go to instapaper.com first, set yourself up a free account, and you can just start, you can put a tab straight on your MacBook or PC, laptop, browser, and you can start saving stuff to the account straight away, even before you download the app. And what it does, it saves those pages to your account, and then you can access those from the iPhone app. The couple of uses, really, if you're at home and you haven't got time to read a site, you want to take it with you, but you're not going to remember that site, click your tab, and then when you get to work, fire up the app on the iPhone, and it's going to be in there for you, ready to see. The main reason I use this app a lot, every single day, is that font sizes, back to the old font sizes. Mobile Safari is great, but it simply doesn't reflow text if you pinch or pull. So what this does, it reflows all the text into whatever size you want, and allows you to scroll, obviously, as normal through those pages. The other great thing, I was reading Steve's test of the N97 Mini, the review he did, which was in three parts. And when you get to the end of the first part, it doesn't just throw you back into the browser. It actually allows you to download parts two or any other links. It works on most of them straight into the app. So it's really, really user-friendly. The other thing that I like about it, it's got a really nice little... It sounds gimmicky, but it isn't. It's like a tilt scroll. You press a button, you tilt the iPhone up and down to scroll up and down. Works remarkably well. Not jerky like a lot of these ebook readers are. Works actually brilliantly well. I just wish this app could actually read some DRM'd books from eReader or something like that, but it can't, sadly. Anyway, highly recommended. Have a look over on the blog, www.kevwright.com, and there's a full written review of it as well with a couple of pictures. And I'll see you next week.